All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
David, the ticket text, get to the callers momentarily. Jared Goff said the Detroit media is negative. I really don't understand that, considering Jared Goff has largely had his ass kissed since arriving to town, including by this show, so I know he ain't talking about us. Jared owes us a commission, frankly. I've been banging the drum for him to get paid since the end of 22.
Bracing Detroit. It's going to happen, so just realize it and don't say, well, he's your quarterback.
We'll take a nice 2% slice.
Yeah, Hendon Hooker, not going to happen.
David, what do you got?
Someone's texting us saying, guys, I think he's just looking out for the other players on the team. Y'all did J-Mo dirty. Let's be real.
How?
Whoa. No. J-Mo,
what has he done to earn anything? And then when he got on the field, we talked about how, look at those first couple of games. What? Like, oh, you want to say, well, look at what he did in the NFC title. Right, he had two plays. J-Mo was a borderline top 10 pick that you gave up draft capital to go and get.
I don't.
Has he lived up to the hype in 2 years? No.
But see, I'll even say this, Mike. I'll go to the next step. I will acknowledge what he did in the NFC title game and say, if the Lions would have won, we'd be talking about it more. He had that breakout game that we've been waiting for, scoring the touchdown on the end around, scoring the touchdown late. Like, he was an integral part of that game plan. They just didn't win. So we forget about
it. So one game means
no,
it absolves the 2 years of injury and the gambling thing, which, by the way, the league screwed him on, but you got yourself wrapped up in it.
No,
and then largely ineffective performance.
But see, I was willing to say that maybe that title game was kind of like Jahmyr Gibbs in the Raider game, where it was all of a sudden his breaking out party, where now everything kind of changed after that game, and he became this guy. And I thought, okay, J-Mo, don't do anything stupid in the offseason. How about this? Start training camp on the team, eligible to play in game one. Let's see how you could go from one game one to game 17 instead of an abbreviated season for the past 2 years. That's been the biggest problem. So nobody did J-Mo dirty. J-Mo kept getting in his own way. That's it.
Tim in Ann Arbor says, talking about the other stooges on your stations, guys, and the ridiculous narrative they continue to push with SOL. It's old and tired. Another person
Wait,
said,
who still does SOL?
I'm not going to do
oh,
it.
Oh, you know what? Never mind. I know.
Someone else says, Goff is talking about the fans and calling them the media. He is not talking about the actual
Wait,
media.
You mean the people who chant his name?
That's another text that comes in. They chant your name, Jared. What are you talking about? It's not the media or the fans being negative.
Right. I mean, weren't they chanting his name at the Mets game? Seriously, in New York, they're chanting your name. Red Wings game, you're not there.
Like, I just...
At the grocery store, you're not there. They're chanting your name.
Like, for instance, if you want to play the negativity card, look at a guy like a Lamar Jackson who's been an MVP, who has led his team to the playoffs essentially every year since he dropped in the league, and he gets shredded. Now, I think it's justifiable. But if you wanted to have this stance, you could be like, wait, I'm one of the best players in the league. You're not giving me my respect. Well, yeah, you don't win in the playoffs. Like, there's just nothing to stand on with it. It's bizarre to me because I think fans and media have largely elevated Jared Goff to the best position of his career. Like, I don't think the media ever viewed him as elite when he was with the Rams. Here, I am making the case on a weekly basis, and I believe a lot of this station, I believe a lot of the writers. It's just a weird stance, and you're right when he goes, well, I'm probably in my own head. I think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't have to say everything you're thinking because, yeah, to me, you won this city over. Anybody who was the fringe fan when you beat Matthew Stafford and the Rams, that was it. Because everybody, well, figures you're going to lose to Stafford and Stafford's going to get his first playoff victory here in Detroit before for another team. No, you beat them. You solidified yourself as the guy. Yeah. That was it. You're done. No, at that point, if you were being a Jared Goff hater, you just hated Jared Goff.
So here's my question, right? The other thing, too, is he talks about, well, you don't always have to say we're the underdog. Jared, let me just, not that he's listening, I'm making a point that if he were listening, the one thing I would say is, Jared, you need to get to know the town you call home more. This town will always view itself as the underdog. This town was discarded. This town has been mocked. This town has been a punchline.
Dude, they have a slogan. Detroit versus who?
Right, but he says, well, the media always talks about us like we're the underdog. Here's the problem. And again, it's how I know he's not talking about us. I go on the air and I straight say it. You need to act like you are the team. Like, this is your division. You're going to win a play. Like, I thought it was weird. I'm not angry about it. I thought it was weird. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking fans, look, I just view it as a way to talk to Lions fans about what is your perception of Detroit media as it pertains to your football team? And just have that convo.
Yeah. Because, I was trying to figure out the catalyst for this. Like, because it was funny because I just kept yelling, David, what, once again, why did he say this? Like, what does he mean by this? Where did this come from?
I think
Kenny and David are just laughing at me the whole time this morning.
Because we would talk about something else, he would come back. But like, what is going on?
But you saw the same thing. Like, it's whether you're Jared Goff and you're coming off this real redemption tour where you've taken control of your career again, you're in a great spot, you're going to get paid. I can't imagine caring enough. Or like, it's the same thing when Saquon Barkley left the Giants and like, Tiki Barber, who's very just, I'll say it, vanilla, boring, whatever you want to say. Like, Tiki made one comment. You went to Philly, you're dead to me. As a former Giant, like, yeah. Oh, my God, it turned into a furor, and Saquon is, you know, typing like the kitty cat on a laptop. And I'm like, Saquon, you just got paid. You went to a great team. Why do you care? It's such a weird thing. Can you imagine? Saquon gets a check for 40 mil. You care what some broken down running back's talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? It's not like Tiki Barber assassinated his character. He goes, nah, that to me. You're playing for the biggest rival. He didn't literally say he was going to murder him.
Right.
That's why I can't with athletes. I just can't do it. They're a different, like, different being. They reside in a different planet.
It could be worse. It could be Kevin Durant.
Uh-oh. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls, all of them, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.